Good morning. It's 9:22.
Now, drones have been getting a lot of attention, and not just the drones used to target terrorists overseas. WTOP.com reporter Paul Shankman is with us now. He's been looking into it and has an extensive piece on drones at WTOP.com examining the legality and privacy concerns raised by their use in skies over the D.C. area, most especially in Virginia now, with the support of Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. And, you know, I always think about this, Paul, when I hear about these drones being used in the Old Dominion. You drive by so many of these traffic sites that tell you that you are being watched by aircraft.
That's right,
you know,
yeah.
And traffic is being supervised by them. Yeah. You never see a plane above you.
Right.
But with drones, that could be different, and it's just one of the areas that people are concerned about.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting topic because to a certain extent, as you say, I mean, they have been here for a while. Virginia Tech is one of the few institutions nationwide that's been cleared by the FAA to use drones. And the director of the Virginia Department of Aviation tells me that they're going to be coming in a large capacity, were his words. That'll be used in both law enforcement and in other kinds of ways. But he also mentioned that they've been looking to compete for an FAA contract to be one of six sites nationwide to test the use of drones, both in a commercial way, in a private way. And they're looking at the sites in Dahlgren, Wallops, and Patuxent River for that.
Now, you hear a lot about the arguments against increasing surveillance to this level, but there are arguments that say there are enough safeguards built into the process already, right?
Well, that's exactly the argument that I heard from both the director of the aviation department and as well as the lab director at Virginia Tech, was that either there are laws in place that would protect people's privacy, or if there aren't, those loopholes could be closed quickly. Well, I got a different story when I spoke to the director of the Virginia ACLU. She was saying that not only do drones completely rechange the field, rechange the scope for these privacy laws, but that historically, the legal system has been quite sluggish to compensate. You look at things like U.S. v. Jones, the Supreme Court case that they ruled on in January, which took about 7 years from when that first became an issue of police agencies attaching GPS units to people's cars.
Right.
And that's an awful long time. And as she
right.
says, that's a long time for something to go wrong.
Now, how big are these drones that we're talking about? How high do they fly? Would we see them with our eyes? And who's to say that somebody who shouldn't be begins to operate these drones and we can't tell the difference?
Well, part of the issue here is that there is such a wide range of purposes for these drones. Some of them are for surveillance, for law enforcement, but other ones are meant to survey for agriculture, to get involved in crisis situations. So that obviously would depend on the specifics. But the again, the director of the Virginia Department of Aviation told me that he was thinking of devices that are not necessarily the ones that you see making headlines, you know, these the military grade drones, but more of something 2 to 6 feet long, perhaps smaller, and again, you know, different ones to accommodate different purposes.
But that could, you know, that could be used for all sorts of really nasty purposes.
It could be, absolutely, yeah. And that's, again, the major concern of groups like the ACLU, is that until there's a clear definition and until there are clear regulations governing, say, the fact that you need to get a warrant before you're able to surveil somebody using these drones, we're not going to know exactly what they're going to be capable of doing.
Sure opens it up to a million questions.
It does, yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. WTOP.com reporter Paul Shankman with us.
Thanks, guys.
Money News.